presentation or what, I mean, you could talk about all your cases, well, you know.
It's a long
list. But some of the highlights. What do you see going
42
on?
42-year-old female came in presented complaining of severe upper thoracic and neck pain, mid-thoracic pain, along with a lot of anger and anxiety and feelings of victimization. initially, the patient was very aggressive, very agitated, and kind of, you know, in a very kind of poor mood, in addition to poor body posture and just in a very, like, tight expression of everything. Upon asking her on a scale of 1 to 10, how much anxiety or anger does she feel over the accidents that she was in, which caused the situation, she said that it was 10 out of 10. And she had two accidents. Her first accident was at work where she was standing by the door of a refrigerator and somebody opened a very large refrigerator door and hit her in the upper thoracic region very hard, and she went flying. And then she was injured from that, and then she had gotten physical therapy, was sort of starting to get slightly better, and then she was boarding a bus, and the bus driver closed the doors on her, and she went flying forward. So she injured one injury on top of another. So she had a lot of feelings of victimization, along with anger, along with all of those other things. So we did a session of quick remap. And upon going through the process, she had described feeling like a victim. So we had stated, even though I feel like a victim, I deeply love and accept myself, and the truth is I'm not a victim, and so on and so forth. But she says, as while we're going through the process, that she can't say that she's not a victim. And she's very angry about saying that she's not a victim because she says that I feel I've been victimized. I said, okay, fair enough, if that's how you want to go about this, we'll leave it at that. Let's just continue and work on the points. And then after that, I did her a structural testing and realignment for all of the somatic dysfunctions. And by the end of the session, which was about maybe 45 minutes in total, I had discussed with her, you know, to just consider the idea of what it means to be a victim, because a lot of times when people consider themselves victims, they give away their personal power and don't allow themselves to find a way out of the problems that they are having. She was also having a lot of financial stresses, and because of the fact that she couldn't work from these multiple injuries, and a lot of stress from not being able to take care of her child the way that she felt was appropriate. By the end of this 45 minutes, when I rebroached the topic with her, she said, she turned around and looked at me, and she's like, "You know, you're right. I don't want to be a victim. I have, in all the years I've done medicine, I have never seen a person go from vehemently, I'm a victim, to, oh, you have a good point."
That makes sense,
By the next time she came in, her pain level was 50% of what we had started with. She was smiling. She was talkative.
Not only the anxiety, but the pain as well.
It helped with the pain. It helped. She said her anxiety and stress level were significantly less, that she was enjoying life more, and that she was much happier, even though she wasn't 100% better, but she as far as her...
Give her control back.
Yeah.
Did you do the verbal? You did the verbal, but did you do the nonverbal as well? And that, you probably didn't have time in that 45 minutes.
Oh, you mean with the clock?
No, the nonverbal is where they just run the picture in their head without talking. They don't make that affirmation statement.
What I do is when I ask him to think about whatever makes them angry and or upset or anxious, and then I have them go through it and I say, is there a picture coming to mind where there's a snapshot or something that particularly bothers you the most? If they don't have a specific statement, we just do the nonverbal thing. I just tell them to look at whatever's going on in there. If they have a specific statement, I'll usually work with that specific statement and work through.